to tell me that if I'm buying a new car, I should be using one of the, not one of these websites, I should be using your website. I know what you're going to say. But not that long ago, I was buying a car. And I went to the, I asked the bank where I'd previously got finance for cars. And they said, oh, we're not interested in the minute. You know, this was back during the crisis. It's a number of years ago, actually. And the attractive proposition that I had from my contact in the bank no longer existed. And I did take finance from the seller, the car showroom. And now I see Confused.com are saying, how sure are you that you're getting a good deal when you're buying a car? An undercover report has found car dealerships are charging three times the going rate for finance. Now I'm going to go back home and check my documents to see if I've been robbed.
So,
what percentage should we be paying on finance at the moment?
Well, so first of all, let me say it's not good if you've been robbed. I'd be very sad to hear that you have. And I'm not here to tell you what you should be paying for your finance. But the study that we did showed that consumers can get a much, much better deal if they shop around. The whole thing with finance, when you're looking at actual and representative APRs, is that it is really hard for the consumer to actually understand what is going on. 74% of people don't understand how representative APR actually works. Because what you see is you see these headline rates, which look great. You think this is the interest rate that you're going to be paying. But when you actually get into it, and this is, again, this happens with banks as well, you actually aren't getting that headline rate. So whereas you may see a rate of 3.5% advertised, what you're actually paying may be 9, 10, 11, maybe more, because you don't quite fit the lending criteria for that very, very low rate. So that's why we decided to have this campaign, really to highlight this issue. So consumers can go into their dealer when they want to buy a car and they're actually armed with the best rate and the best repayments that they can get versus what they're being offered by a dealer.
But to avoid the confusion, most people go in and they say, I would like that car. I've got a deposit of, say, £2,000. The rest of it I'd pay on the monthly repayments over 3 years. And then the guy says, yeah, and that's going to be £190 a month, or it's going to be £185 a month. And you go somewhere else, and it's going to be £192 a month. So you just go with the £185 a month. Isn't that the way people work it out?
Well, that is increasingly the way people have been working it out. And what we found is that massive savings can be made if you shop around.
But when you say massive, is it massive as in like a fiver a month, or a massive as in £50 a month?
Well, we're looking at potentially savings of over £1,800 over the course of a three-year loan. So I'd say by most people's standards, an extra £1,800 is pretty massive. But what we're saying is, if you go to the Confused.com website, you don't actually even need to put in the specific amount you want to borrow. You can either put in, let's say, £10,000 as your borrow amount, or you can put in the registration of the specific car that you're interested in. You then enter some basic details. These are soft checks, so they're not actually going to affect your credit rating in any way further down the line. You're going to be offered a range of options. Now, you're under no obligation to take any of those options out, but what you do then have is a list of options that are offered to you. These are genuine offers, so they're not the headline APRs. This is actual APR that you're going to be paying. When you then go to the dealer, you can contrast and compare and then just make an informed decision. It may well be that you're going to save a lot of money, but you may find that the dealer can offer you something else, maybe some other incentives, some servicing and maintenance, that actually outweighs that. But the choice is yours. This is the point. We're just making the consumers aware that they can save potentially, as I say, £1,800 or more. And so that when they go to the dealer, they are armed with this information.
It is well worth giving consideration to. Go ahead, explain APR in ordinary Joe and Josephine talk to me.
Okay, so APR is the interest rate that you're going to be paying, but it works in two ways. You've got the actual and you've got the representative. So the headline rate, which is often this very low rate that's advertised, only needs to be offered to 51% of the applicants. But the way the whole industry is governed means that there's very little clarity, the transparency, in what you need to be offering in order to actually qualify for that very low rate. So So what you see is maybe if you're not borrowing enough, maybe that rate of 3.2% is only available if you're borrowing £20,000 or more. But if you want to borrow £10,000, you're going to be paying a higher rate. So there's very little, as I say, transparency in how you qualify for that rate. And the actual APR is the actual rate that you're going to be paying once you have entered in all of your details. So as I say, the representative and the actual can differ vastly.
You understand that the advantage is with the person who is loaning the money here or lending the money, because quite a few of us begin to glaze over at this point. And we go back to, is it £190 a month or £185 a month?
I know. It is. The whole industry is very difficult for consumers to understand, which is why we've tried to make this as simple as possible. You don't have to enter in vast swathes of information to get these quotes. Just go to the Confused.com website. You can either enter in the amount you want to borrow or the registration of the car. So we've tried to make it as simple as possible. You then just enter a few basic details and you get these actual quotes. So you don't need to go into the nitty-gritty. You can just see the quotes lined up in front of you, and then you can make your choices.
So do indeed have a look at other options, whether you're using
Absolutely.
Your website or any other website.
Absolutely.
Or going door to door.
To take the offers that are on the website. But at least when you then go into a dealer, you can contrast what you're being offered.
Yeah, and an important thing to point out to some people, you don't need to borrow the money from the dealer that you are buying the car from. You can come in to the dealer with your money organised somewhere else.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's something that, you know, I think because the whole process of buying a car is you know, very daunting for a lot of people, they feel that somehow if they are kept within the confines of the dealer, they maybe feel a little bit more secure. My advice is don't feel worried. Don't be worried. And if that particular car that you think you want, you're under pressure to go for it and buy it without actually checking out other finance options, do feel free. Do be brave to walk away, because there's always another car out there. And if you can save, you know, over £1,000, it's definitely worth looking into.
Look at the other options. Amanda, thanks for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.